Q94, your coach's show. We head to Mountain Grove, talk with head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Here it is, round two of the district tournament, and you picked up a first-round win in the district over Donovan. You guys just kind of cruised, and, you know, new programs, it takes a while to kind of get things going, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, they had some good-looking kids out there, some, you know, nice-looking football players. It's just, you know, starting a program and getting it going is tough, and, you know, they've just, you know, they hadn't got any wins under their belt, and I think their Dobbers were kind of down, and we were able to take advantage of it.
Well, you move on, and, you know, I talked with Coach Kanagi a little earlier this morning. It was inevitable that teams in this district were going to play one another twice. And here you go, round two with the Houston Tigers. What are you expecting out of them?
Well, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice. And, you know, we got to go in there extremely focused and play our best football because, you know, Houston's got a very good team. You don't win eight games and not be good. So we just got to go in there and do what we do and, you know, play intense football.
Well, they're big. They want to establish the run. They're pretty good. Some misdirection. And, you know, the win today, that could kind of play into their favor a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, with the conditions out there, you know, it does change things up a little bit.
And, of course, you know, last week you pounded the ball. You've been a balanced offensive attack with run pass. You've thrown it more. But a lot of that is just due to personnel that best suits the group that you have. But, you know, it's going to be tricky. Punts, kickoffs, passing, extra points. That win's really going to be a trick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's going to be a challenge, you know, and it's going to be a challenge for both teams. So, you know, we got to find ways to take advantage of it and not let it affect our game.
And penalties. You know, this time of year, I mean, penalties are always bad, especially unforced. But, boy, this time of year, it's something that you have to be conscious of, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. And, you know, because the last thing you want to be is in that second and long. And you want to be in a manageable downs. And if you get penalties, that just, you know, it takes it away from you and it makes it difficult.
Well, that and turnovers. Got to protect the football.
Yeah, the little things right now are important, and we've talked about that all week. You know, penalties, turnovers, and special teams. Those three things right there will, you know, win and lose a lot of football games.
Now, you know, both teams seems to be pretty healthy. You're pretty well ready to roll?
Yeah, I think this is, you know, for us health-wise, we're better now than we've been since, you know, probably week three. And we got some kids back, and right now, things are good.
Well, again, kickoff is at 5 p.m., and we'll have that game for you here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. But it's, you know, it's kind of the SCA district, and the winner of your contest, Houston Mountain Grove, will face the winner of Liberty Stratford in the championship game. You know, the SCA is representing itself rather well.
Yeah, I mean, we always have a good conference, and you know, with Liberty and us and Houston still playing. Well, I guess you got Cabool.
And Thayer.
And Thayer. So, yeah, the SCA is well represented, and it's good football.
And, you know, now some things, too. Mish is kind of taking over the gate, right? There's, you know, no pass. You can't use your pass. Is that correct?
That is correct. And Mish's at $6 this week for everyone. So, this is what it is.
Yeah, yep, 5 o'clock kickoff. Everybody, head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers, thanks for joining us, my man. Good luck, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Gary.